Why are children learning about the genderbread person? It's April 1st, 2024, and these are your headlines. It's April 1st, April Fools, which means another day of dodging fake news stories from the left-wing media. Well, I guess same as any other, right? I wish this story was fake. Alas, it is not. With gender ideology continuing to leak into Texas's government schools, a Houston high school has come under fire for a psychology assignment dedicated to promoting transgender ideology. Students at Santa Fe High School enrolled in a dual-credit college-level psychology course were given an assignment using an online tool called the Genderbread Person, like gingerbread man, but the Genderbread Person, in which students were asked to analyze aspects of gender. The diagram explains the differences between gender identity, gender expression, biological sex, and sexual orientation. It explains that gender identity is how you in your head think about yourself. It's the chemistry that composes you. Whereas biological sex refers to the objectively measurable organs, hormones, and chromosomes. The diagram also touches on gender expression, which it says is how you demonstrate your gender through the ways you act, dress, behave, and interact. Well, this led one student to say the assignment made her feel uncomfortable. She also revealed that she and her classmates were also asked to write an essay about how they felt about the lesson. She said that the teacher never talked about gender identity prior to the assignment, which is why it caught both her and her parents off guard. The assignment also caught the attention of State Senator Mays Middleton of Galveston, who said he believes the assignment promotes minors receiving gender mutilative surgeries. The College of the Mainland, which is responsible for the dual credit course in that high school and the assignment, acknowledged that a complaint had been filed and they are investigating what specifically happened. According to a new report from the Center for Immigration Studies, the total foreign-born population has grown by 6.4 million since President Joe Biden took office. That's larger than the population of 33 states. Center for Immigration Studies Director of Research Stephen Camerata and demographer Karen Ziegler analyzed data from the U.S. Census Bureau, which does not differentiate between legal immigrants and illegal aliens, and found that a new record high of 51.4 million foreign-born individuals were recorded in February. This is a 15.5% of the U.S. population, surpassing all previous records. At 172,000 a month, the average increase in the foreign-born under President Biden is four times the 42,000 average under Trump before COVID-19 hit and double the 68,000 average under President Obama. CIS is estimating that more than half of the 6.4 million individuals entering the U.S. since Biden's inauguration are illegal aliens. Camerata and Ziegler addressed the impact of increased workers in the labor market, saying that more workers in the country means more economic activity. However, bigger is not necessarily better. They also warned that the emphasis on the labor market disregards the strain on healthcare, education, and infrastructure. CIS is projecting that at the current levels, the foreign-born population will reach 60 million by the end of 2028 if, and this is a big if Biden wins a second term in office.
Did you know you can watch Texas Scorecard on your TV? If you have a Roku or Apple TV device, download the free Texas Scorecard app. There you can find all the great Texas Scorecard video content, like daily headlines, The Luke Macias Show, Heads Up, and Scorecard documentaries. Download the Texas Scorecard app for free on Roku or Apple TV.
In some legal news, Attorney General Ken Paxton has opened an investigation into Boeing's parts supplier, Spirit AeroSystems Holdings, following issues with certain aircraft parts, giving a new credence to, if it's Boeing, I ain't going. The investigation, opened Friday, ordered Spirit to produce a list of documents pertaining to communications about the parts issues, investments, as well as DEI-related information by no later than the 17th of this month. For example, Paxton requested that Spirit provide any communications to its investors in which it disclosed the issue regarding the MIS-drilled aft pressure bulkhead holes defect in Spirit's products. What does that mean? Well, the aft pressure bulkhead helps maintain pressurization in an airplane during flight. And according to a lawsuit filed against Spirit Air Systems in December of last year, Boeing revealed to the press that it discovered defects in the tail fin fittings on certain 737 MAX aircraft. As a result, Spirit stock price dropped over 20%. Spirit confirmed the defect afterwards, but was silent about the misdrilled aft pressure bulkhead hole's defect. The investigation also requires Spirit to provide all employee demographics for race, national origin, sexual orientation, and age prior to its implementation of a DEI policy. These demographics were also requested as of the first of this year, and the demographic characteristics for all personnel affected by layoffs in 2020. This includes the workforce reductions of 2,800 employees in Kansas and 400 in Oklahoma in response to COVID-19. Attorney General Paxton says the potential risks associated with certain airplane models are deeply concerning and potentially life-threatening to Texans. For more of today's stories, go to TexasScorecard.com.